Morning. All righty. So today we have a request. So we're going to take up this question today. But first, let's take that breath and rest back in the truth of your own being. Of your own self, recognizing that there is but one reality. Realize you are not separate from the nature of oneness. And recognize only life is in fullness and completeness. See clearly. We are the one that is. The appearance may be there is one talking and several listening, but that is only an appearance. There is only one present, and that one is you. So let us listen from the heart. Okay. There is one presence, one life, one self, one being. This infinite, unborn, formless presence is the you that is you. You are the wholeness appearing as its own parts. Be still. Okay. We have a request today. And I'm going to read the whole thing for you, and then we're going to do it in some sections. Okay. The request is, when residue of sensations keep on coming, they never seem to go away. How to welcome this sensation? It's like a tight chest, tensed up, holding of shoulders, and clenching of jaw, in which that often feels disquieting, uneasy, unnerving, and throws me off balance. How best to not become identified but to be with it, without it standing over, looming over, contaminate my space, influence, or dominate me. Okay. We're going to start off with a little story. Okay. So follow the little story. Okay. When we're watching a movie drama, okay, and the characters are going through trauma and fear and all of that negativity, and negative sensations and negative feelings, we can get caught up in that appearance, right? I mean, we've all been to the movies. We've all done it. Sit there watching, tears streaming down. So we get caught up in the appearance of the emotions and the sensations. And it does feel for that time that it is real. Those feelings that are being presented, the sensations that are being presented as we watch this movie. They seem very real at that time. And for some of us, we may even call on past memories to validate what this actor is presenting on the screen that seems to be going through these same things. And it makes the story, when we can find a validation in the memory, it seems to make the story, the appearance we're seeing, ever more true and real. Okay. So at some point there, we might even take that the actor seemed to be experiencing as something that we personally have had experienced as well. Personally, that's the key word. And we, like I said, we might even have a good cry with them, and feel those feelings of anxiety and feel those feelings of fear or doubt as we go along watching the movie, watching the story. But we come to the end of the show, we come to the end of the movie, we leave the theater and the movie behind, and our time then becomes taken up with other activities and other thoughts. So we've just had this experience in watching an appearance. We began to feel the appearance. We began to put a personalness to the appearance. Okay. But in our wisdom, as we're leaving the theater, we leave that behind and we go about the other activities. We go about other thoughts. Okay. So, what we will find in our clear seeing is that with any activity, any thought, any memory recalls, they all rise to awareness. They do not rise to a personal, separate entity. They arise to awareness. For some, the awareness presence might be clouded over with a personal idea. That's okay. So everything rises on this screen of awareness. And this is all the flowing of life playing out against the screen of awareness. Now, that is so for whatever we seem to be having as appearances in our experience. Okay. Even if it's watching snowfall or taking a ride on a sled, all of that emotion that goes along with that appearance or that activity is all rising on the screen of awareness. There is no personal person present. But you are awareness. Okay, so it is all rising in awareness. So the next little part was when the residue of sensation keeps on coming. Okay. Now, when what is being presented to awareness any appearance, any thought, any feeling, any sensation, any pain, no matter what it is being presented to awareness. It is rising in awareness. Okay. But when what is being presented to awareness is seen from the heart and not given to the head, not given to mind, okay, when it is seen from the heart, there is clear understanding that all things that come to our awareness do subside because they are not reality. All feelings, all emotions, all sensations, all thoughts, no matter what it is that is presented to awareness, that rises to awareness, is not reality. If it comes and if it goes, it is not reality. Reality is ever present, never ceasing, never coming and never going. If it is coming and going, it is not real. It's not reality. An experience being presented to awareness. Okay. Now, yes, they do come and they do return. Yes, thoughts, thoughts, ideas, sensations, and feelings, they do return. But recognize that's not a problem. And say that again. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, whatever rises to awareness, or if they're returning for a sequel, okay, they are not a problem. Okay. If something is saying these are a problem for me, these thoughts, feelings, and sensations, okay. If something is saying this is a problem, what is saying that is another thought. There are no problems, and there are no problems in reality. Problems are mind-generated thoughts and ideas. It says that there is a problem. So again, it's only more thoughts saying that you're having a problem. Unfortunately, many of us get caught up in that thought and begin to believe that these thoughts, feelings, and sensation are problems. But they are not. There are no problems in God. There's no problems in source. There's no problems in reality. And again, if it appears to be a problem and appears to be a problem, it is an appearance. And all appearances rise and fall to awareness. Okay. So as we have spoken, that everything that rises to awareness, and especially the ones that set off our following the mind thoughts into negativity, especially those ones, are to be seen as an opportunity to return to the heart. Because at that point, all that is going on is back into the dream of thoughts and stories So to come out and to stop following the mind thoughts, we have to return to the stillness of the heart, meaning return to the truth that is yourself. Come home, come back, turn back within. Take a breath, the red flag waving, right? Take a breath. And why take the breath? Why return to the stillness? Because it's only from there that we can see clearly. The activities of minds, thoughts, about feelings, about sensation, the mind takes over. And there is no clear seeing in the chaos that the mind presents, that the thoughts present. So we take that breath, take that step back, return to the within, and surrender the outer. Just let it go. Let it go. So when the mind is presenting chaos, that's what we do, right? So I'd like you now to just take a nice deep breath. Ah. And I want you to rest back in the heart. Just rest back in that stillness. But I'd like you to turn your attention to the thoughts. Just resting in the stillness. Just letting whatever thoughts bubble up. And notice if one starts to try to pull you to the left or to the right, as we did in our little meditations a few weeks ago. Just remain fully attentive to the heart and watching the picture out here of thoughts, watching the presentation of thoughts that are coming. That are rising to your awareness, just watching. But be aware if one seems to pull you, begin to pull you in some direction, into some story. You're just noticing, just being aware. And even if one starts to pull you, that does not mean that you have to follow it. So just notice if any are rising that pulls you toward a story. Remaining attentive in the heart. If it starts to pull, just notice it. You're just aware of it. You're not part of it. You're aware of it. Take another nice breath. Aware of the breath coming in. Aware of the sensation of a breath going out. Settle back in the stillness. And I want you to see clearly that The thoughts that rise are the feelings that the body is presenting or the mind is presenting, and the sensations or any emotions rising. Okay. As you remain calmly in the stillness of being, can you see more clearly that the thoughts and the feelings and the sensations, they just flow in, present themselves to awareness, do not touch them, and they will flow out. They will go. You're looking from stillness. You're not giving anything to the mind. You're just watching from stillness. From being, you're watching from being. There's watching going on. So connect with that awareness. They're coming and going. It is only when you jump into this story with a passing feeling or sensation that you entrap yourself into that story, into those feelings and sensations. What we're doing is we are making space. We're making space consciously, making it's already there. You are infinite, but we're consciously opening up space to allow what is presented to come, give it a little blessing, and let it pass on. Thank you for the opportunity to practice being still. Thank you for the opportunity. There is nothing presented to awareness that has a power over awareness. So see what seems to be pulling you into a story, into the past, or sucking you into the future. And those are being presented to you. Take the breath and watch them from the heart and not the head, okay? So here's another part, the question being how to welcome this sensation. I think we kind of did, but when we are looking from the stillness, we are looking outward from the stillness, but remaining inward as being. Okay. And when we have watched from the stillness, the thoughts and the feelings, when we've done that enough, we begin to recognize the illusion of thoughts and feelings and sensations that are being presented to awareness. And in that recognition, we have surrendered the delusion of being a separate person. Okay. Let's go over that one again. How do we welcome this sensation? Again, the more we Look from the stillness. The more we practice that, we look at what is being presented from this stillness. And through this practice of watching the thoughts and the feelings and the sensations, we come to recognize the illusion of thoughts and feelings and sensations. When we have surrendered the delusion of being a separate person, you say, you might ask, well, how do I surrender the delusion of being a separate person? Think about it. It's a delusion. It's a mirage. There's no work in surrendering a mirage. There is no effort in surrendering a delusion. You see it for what it is, and you just go on about life. Everybody got that? No work in surrendering an illusion or a mirage. How hard you work to get the water that appears to be over the road in a desert. No. You surrender any idea of working on it because you recognize it's a mirage. There's nothing to do. There's nothing here. So I don't want you trying to set up some schedule on how to work at this and begin to surrender. See an illusion for what it is. Nothing. Okay. But as we see it's like the same. You see it for what it is, it's surrendered. It's done. Okay. So as we're doing that, as we're doing that clear seeing and surrendering, we begin to embrace what is reality and what we truly are. Now that's the place to be. Not working with a mirage. Not working with a delusion. There is no ego. There is no you personal identity. There is no you that is labeled to be a body and a mind that doesn't exist. That's the delusion. That's the illusion. So there's nothing for you to work at getting rid of. So let that go and bring your attention to the real. Bring your attention to focusing from the heart, in the heart. Bring your attention inward. If there's any effort to be done, let that be your effort, not to get rid of, but to embrace what already is. Give our attention to what we are instead of the stories and the thoughts and memories of the past or fears about the future. We give our attention to what we are. Okay? And in that, we are welcoming all things to be presented to reality. To awareness. We are opening arms to be that light that of to whatever is presented. So as we turn within, we actually expand. The more we turn within, the more we are conscious of the expansiveness of our own being. When we turn out and try to embrace what is out there, we become limited. So we welcome it all, and we welcome it without bias and without judgment. Okay, so, but it is that when we embrace the dream of separation over our own being, then we live that dream until we give up the idea of being a person, living a separate identity, separate and apart from the presence that we are. We give that up to live the dream of separation. Now, again, awakening or enlightenment, as we sometimes say, is seeing exactly what we're speaking of now clearly. That's it. That's it. Take some practice, but that's it. Okay, next part. How best to not become identified, I guess that would mean with the appearances. How best to not become identified, but to be with it without it standing over, looming over, contaminate my space, influence and dominate me. No appearance of any nature has the power to do what is being described. Okay. To recognize that words, thoughts, feelings, and sensations are absolutely without power unless you give in and say they have a power when they don't. In that instance, all that is taking place is you are denying your own power and pretending that something else has it over you. Did you get that? In that moment, okay. No appearance has a power. It just doesn't. Otherwise, there would be no God of oneness. There would be a God, there would be consciousness, there would be the absolute, but you would be declaring that there is something else present to be more powerful than the one presence that is. Okay. So in that point, all power remains with the consciousness that is. It doesn't give it to anything because there is nothing for that one to give its power to. Okay. So an appearance cannot have a power. It remains with the presence. But again, we can deny our self as the one presence. We can deny that and say, no, that object over there and thoughts, feelings, and sensations are objects. That object has more power than that which is the presence. Okay. It is up to us to see that also as an opportunity to say, now wait a minute. If this object is a power, then the absolute presence is not all power. Some of it's leaked out into this appearance. Okay. So, no appearance of any nature has any power whatsoever. But again, unless you say it does, because you are the power that says that is a power. Okay. So take a little step deeper here. So because there is no power in an appearance, they are innocent. Every appearance is innocent. It is just being what it is. There is nothing attacking. There is nothing trying to ruin your life. There is nothing going on of that nature. Every appearance is as innocent as you. Why? Because the presence is innocent. The awareness is innocent, and all things rising to its awareness is of that same innocence. So it is innocent. We are the ones that distort it by making a story of it. We distort what is innocent by impressing upon it labels, definitions, ideas, thoughts, concepts, and opinions. We do that to the innocent that is passing by. Better to give a blessing. Okay? So we give the appearance to the mind, and then the mind distorts that appearance. It will say, this is so because. You know what a fish hook is, right? Right? Every time you hear the word, this is because, you better stop that right now, because that because is going to lead you not down the garden path. It's going to take you down the rabbit hole. This sensation or this feeling. Well, you're having this feeling because there I go, right down the rabbit hole. Now the mind is in charge and the mind is pulling. Pulling me into what? Maybe past memories, maybe future projections, whatever. Maybe even into the judgment of another or the judgment of my own being. But whatever that is, that word because is going to pull you someplace you'd rather not be. I'm having this sensation because. I'm having this feeling because. I'm having these thoughts because. Okay. So all that's presented to your awareness is innocent until you give it to mind, and mind will distort what is being presented. Is everybody with me so far? So once we give it to mind, it's going to tell us all about the appearance. It's going to bring up whatever it needs to bring up to fulfill whatever it is you're seeking to have fulfilled. And the moment you say enough and take that breath, rest back in the heart, release everything. Release tension from the body, release the thoughts, release everything, all the chaos the mind wants to present, just letting it go. The moment we do that, we are resting within the being that is our being. We are resting in the very presence of God itself. Just resting. So again, do not give the appearance to the mind, because once those thoughts are turned loose to be and to say anything at all without question, and without understanding, we are settled right back into the dream of separation. So do not give it to mind. So always remember that thoughts and feelings and sensations, they are all appearances, they are all objects. There's only one subject, and that is the pure presence of awareness, which you are. Okay. So let them come. They're just passing through. They're innocent. So be not concerned if thoughts are coming. Okay. Just let them pass. And you can say thank you for giving me an opportunity to be still and to not pick you up and to not play with you. I don't want to have a play date with the mind. No. Okay. Okay. So, and there is another phenomenon about appearances I'd like to mention, in case you haven't heard it before. But the thoughts and the feelings and the sensations, when they keep coming and they keep coming, it is because we embrace them as real, as reality. So we reach out and we give them a big hug and we pull them in and we play the story over and over and we play with them and we play with them and we play with them and we're depressed and we're anxious and we're fearful, but we play with them some more and we play with them some more. Okay, so why wouldn't they come? You've made a cozy home for them. Yes, come here. I will hug you. I will hold you. I will believe you. Is that what you want me to do? I will believe. Okay. So we've made a place for them. So they're like the relatives you don't even know that come in and move in to live with you. right? Feet on the furniture, spill stains on the couch, wet rings on the tables, wet towels left laying on the bathroom floor, dirty clothes all down the hallway. They are like relatives that you don't even know coming to take up residence. Why? Because we embrace them. We invite them. And we invite them with the word because. I am having this feeling because, man, I remember when it happened and who was there, and there's that because again. And there we have opened the door. We literally keep the door open for them to come in and stay a while. And they do stay until we see clearly that they are an illusion, that they are not the reality about who we are. Why? Because no one can speak or think or write about the reality that we are, of the reality we are. We use words to try to point there and guide there, but they're still words, and words cannot express what is. Okay. So we keep that door open by embracing the stories, or even writing the stories in journals and then rereading the stories in the journals. Right? We read them again. Have I made progress? Have I made progress? Am I doing better? Am I getting it? We write some more stories. Well, back in 1999, I met, and then this happened, and that. And let's see, how am I doing? How am I doing? The door is wide open. Wide open. Come on in. Let me read this story to you again. Come on in. Hey, we'll read it together. It'll be a nighttime thriller. Let's read this life story. The door is open. Come in anytime, any place. You're welcome. We'll do this together. And they do stay until we see clearly they are an illusion. At best, an opportunity to see clearly. But when we give all of our attention to non-reality, then we continue to live the story of non-reality. Funny how that works. And we live there until we choose again. That's all. So if I give all of my attention to the reality of my own being, then what kind of life would you think that I am having the pleasure of living? So look at every object that pulls for your attention as an opportunity to choose again. I choose my heart. I choose my own being of reality. I choose the immortal. I choose the formless. I choose the infinite. I choose life. I choose love. I choose my own being. So see them as opportunities and take that opportunity to return home. The road of awakening, it's short and simple. Short and simple. Leave the thoughts alone, and they will leave you alone. That simple. So short. And I will close with those parting words. Leave the thoughts alone, and they will leave you alone. It's like going out and poking a beehive. If you leave the bees alone, they will leave you alone. If they do come by, just let them pass. Okay? Well, we reach out and grab a bee. Right. Okay. That's our wisdom for today. So, you guys got any comments or questions this morning? Oh, hi,
Hi,
Catherine. Hi.
Mary. That was amazing, that talk. And it makes so much sense. It's unbelievable.
It's simple.
But when one little question, it's amazing about like the fishing hook coming up, because I've had dreams that I'm a fish being caught in a hook. Really, and I just thought, wow, that is so true. It's so true that that can be the experience. But when you say leave the thoughts alone, when you've got the thought as well as the sensation, do you leave the thought alone first or the sensation? Because the sensation from the thought is quite like they come together. So is it best to stop, to look at the thought or to look at the sensation and calm, sort of be with that sensation so it's not like, ugh, you know?
Why would you look at either one of them? What did I just say?
To
Leave
have.
the thoughts alone and they will leave you alone. So the practice is leave the thoughts alone. So why would you look at it?
Because if your arm is up like that as a
And it's
reaction,
up. Then the
it's
arm is
like.
up. That's all.
So.
Don't make such a bigness out of something that is non-reality. If the arm is up, the arm is up. Oh well, that's okay. I'll write with the other hand. We get so involved with the body and the mind, we forget who we are. And if you're going to look at the thoughts and you're going to look at the sensation, then you are forgetting who you are.
This is it, and then there's no space to be with who you are.
Correct. When you start looking at them, because then you're giving the thoughts to the thoughts, and they're just going to generate more thoughts
And sensations, because
and
that
sensations.
rippling bit, like, ugh,
It's
like.
come to your attention and to your awareness as an innocent.
I love that word,
Leave
innocent.
it alone. That is the practice. Leave it alone.
It's innocent, isn't it? Of course. Of course. Yeah.
So yes, we're the ones that want to make a grand drama out of them. I think we're all closet writers. We all want to write our dramas, but leave it alone. You're aware of a sensation? Beautiful. Give it space. You're aware of a thought? Beautiful. Give it some space.
Oh, because
But
my
giving
opinion.
it space doesn't mean touching it. That giving it space means leave it alone. I mean, when someone says give it space, you kind of just let it be. You don't go out and try to touch it and get involved with it. Just, yeah, just let it be what it is. It's just a thought. That's all it is.
Course, yeah.
Until we come along and we make a great story out of them. We weave them together.
Yes. We've a straitjacket for ourselves, don't we? Like
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
thank you. Oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Really, it's wow, thank you.
You're welcome, love.
This is you've given me the key to my handcuffs.
Someone else have a question or a comment? Wow, I've wowed you again. Okay. Let us pray. Most beloved self, in surrendering the illusion of thoughts, feelings, and sensations, I rest in the reality of being. I rest in the quietude of the ocean of awareness. I am still in the heart of life, and I am grateful. Amen. Namaste.